what we need to understand is that part and parcel of the gospel for us in our Lutheran tradition is not only where Christ won our salvation on the cross of Calvary, but also, vitally important, is where that salvation is distributed in the means of grace, word, and sacrament. When we review that fact, we realize that American evangelicalism does not have that latter aspect, does not have that second part of the story. To put it frankly, they're missing the sacraments. They have no sacraments. So not having Christ present here and now, coming perpetually, coming daily, leads a tremendous void in their overall theology. So they have to have a way of somehow compensating, trying to fill that void. How do you have comfort in the Christian faith when Christ is not coming to you in a solid, real way through sacraments? So what they have perpetuated is this idea of rapture, that he is coming soon. In the meantime, they have to do something about finding assurance. So what they do is they get heavily involved in politics. This is a sign of the true believer who tries to convert the nation into a so-called Christian nation, and they get heavily involved in their version of Christian sanctification, which perpetuates the idea of levels of sanctification, very, very dangerous teaching. So, again, in just appreciating why this secret rapture is so important to them, they use it as an identity marker for their version of true believer, which is devoid of the Holy Sacraments.